Welcome to Questioning and Answering with me, Chris, and Michael. Michael, do you want to introduce yourself a bit?
Yeah, hi. My name's Michael. I'm from England. My hometown is Manchester, and I'm here talking to Chris today.
All right. So Michael's going to help me with the questioning and answering part, or just Q&A in English. So I'm going to ask him 10 questions about each subject in this book. And he's just going to give you his real answer as much as he can. So the first question is, question one, why do we dream?
Why do we dream? You know, I'm no expert on this, Chris, but I've heard that one of the reasons that we dream is the brain trying to make sense of the things that have happened during the day, you know, put things into a particular order.
Okay.
And I think sometimes that happens in a really strange way.
It does sometimes. So it's to make sense of what's happened.
Yeah, I think so. I think the brain is a little like a computer. Mm. You know, it needs to go through all the processes that happen during the day.
Mm.
Put everything into the right order.
All right, that was a very good answer. Question two, can computers keep getting more advanced? I mean, for me, it seems like I have to change my computer every 3 years.
Mm.
So, what do you think?
Well, the interesting thing about computers is they're getting more advanced more quickly all the time. You know, you think about when the first computers were made, and now we have these smartphones in our pockets.
Yeah.
The kind of power that these phones have. In the past, you needed an entire room for
exactly.
One computer.
You did, didn't you? All right, question three. Will we ever cure cancer?
Curing cancer, I think it's difficult. I think a lot of people, they don't realize that cancer is not a disease that you can catch. It's just corruption of the cells in your body.
Mm.
So if you live longer, the chances of your cells being corrupted or something going wrong with your DNA increases all the time. So I think it's very, very difficult to come up with a cure.
Right.
Not very positive, I know.
I was hoping for a more positive answer. Question four. Do you think science will help humans live forever? I don't think we're ever going to live forever.
Mm.
I don't think that's possible, but I think we could live a long time. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we could. I think we could live longer. I actually think we could live
forever.
Yeah, because I think
really?
if we can control the little clock inside our cells.
Oh, that makes you age.
Yeah, the aging clock. Then maybe we can live for longer. But the problem is, I don't think it's a good idea to live forever.
There'd be too many humans on the Earth, right?
Yeah, I think it would be a big problem.
We need to die. It's a good thing. All right, question five. How will science help the world population problem?
You know, my answer to this maybe is not the one you expect, but I think what we need to do is, I think the world population problem, we can't stop people from having more children or from the population increasing. So we need to get off this planet as soon as possible.
Really?
And find some other planets to live on as well.
Well, I could go to the moon, I suppose.
Yeah, nice moon base or a Mars colony.
You think you need like a massive roof.
Yeah.
Keep all the oxygen in. All right, question six. Do you think time travel will be possible?
Time travel. I think time travel is a funny one because we all travel through time very slowly forwards. So I think it is possible, but I think traveling backwards in time is impossible. I don't think you can go back, but I think you can go forward, and I think you can go forward faster with the right technology.
Mm. All right, this is the most important question of the whole science topic. Question seven, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, this is the ultimate question. The chicken or the egg? I think considering that birds, of which a chicken is one, I think that I would go with the egg because, you know, through evolutionary process, I think, you know, dinosaurs... probably slowly changed into the birds that we have today. There's a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine at some point there was a kind of dinosaur chicken.
All right.
Who had an egg.
Well, there you go. It was the dinosaur chicken that first gave us the egg. So it was the dinosaur chicken first. All right. Question eight. Is there life outside of Earth, or is there extraterrestrial life?
Okay, so aliens.
Oh, they're aliens, basically. Yeah.
I think 100% yes.
Oh, really? You really think so?
But I also think 100% we'll never meet them. Because
the universe is so massive. Right?
Yeah, I think they're just too far away.
Yeah.
But I think there has to be something else, or some other kind of species out there.
Hmm. Question 9. Why is the sky blue? This is probably like a question I asked when I was like in primary school.
Mm.
And I still don't actually quite know the answer. I think it's because the ocean, right? It reflects the ocean.
No, this is that's something that we get told in school. And I don't know why everybody gets told that. It's a really strange answer. The sky is actually blue because when the light from the sun shines through the Earth's atmosphere, the blue wavelengths of light, they get scattered due to their interaction with the atmosphere.
Wow.
But the red and yellow light doesn't. It comes directly through. So that blue light is scattered across the sky. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've never expected to get the actual answer. Question 10. What's the Big Bang?
The Big Bang. The Big Bang is the best idea we have so far as to where the universe started, where the universe came from.
So Big Bang means sort of the bang at the beginning of the universe.
Yeah, like a big explosion of all of the matter and all of the material in the universe. Yeah. But obviously the problem is we don't know what was before that.
Yeah, it's the idea that, you know, everything came from nothing. Well then, what was the nothing?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.